States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 US, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000 US. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 US to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the United States, from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Simple Living in Florida, USA on April 26, 2001.
Point. Not always the same. Sometimes I live in a mud house with holes all over the roof and the wall, you know, and scorpion and all that, they crawling all over. And another time, I live in a mud house with a flat roof, and I sleep on the roof instead of downstairs. It's just so suffocating. No window, no. A small window, of course. But if you open it, you can never close it again, so I am there. And another time, I live in a cave, and one time I went to Kashmir. In Kashmir, they have boats for rent, you know. They have room on boats on the beautiful lakes. But I don't have money for room. So I said, is there any way I could stay on your boat? He said, yeah, you can stay at the end of the boat, or the beginning, the nose of the boat. There's no roof, no room, nothing at all. But you could use the bathroom inside. Oh, that's what I do. So I had my sleeping bag, you know. So at night, I just cover the sleeping bag and put the umbrella. I have a small umbrella folding, and I put it on top of my head. That's it. Yeah, pretty cool. I pay like $5 or something to sleep there. And the other room would cost like $20-$30 per day inside the boat. So I became like a boat keeper. Sleep on the nose of the boat. It's not too bad. You know, when you don't have a lot, you are very inventive. So anyway, I can imagine myself living on a tree house. Can you?
Yes.
Simple living, you know. High flying, you know. Then we could save all the money. Lives are wonderful on the tree. It's very cold on the tree, even in a hot day. It was so cool, huh? It was hotter on the land. I guess also the leaves, huh? Absorb the heat, huh?
Yeah.
And just give out the oxygen. That's a good natural oxygen supply, cheap. In Taiwan, I used to live a lot of people. Sometimes I feel overcrowded, so sometimes I go away in the mountain somewhere. In Pingtung, there's a place where you have to cross many river and mountain to go up there. And there's a cave in there, I put my tent inside there. If you really live in nature, you have river water to filter and cook, and then you wash your clothes, and then you bath, and then you go up in your hammock under the tree, and you don't need much. Anyway, no. Yeah, to live in electricity availability and water and all that's also convenient now. Anyway, maybe simple life, not too bad. Like there are some people, Amish people, how do they live? They live with electricity, water, or just self-contained generator? They don't even use electricity. Isn't that wonderful? It's very good, you know. You could do that too. But how do they wheel their furniture outside?
Horse and cart.
But one by one like that? They probably walk to the next village or next town, huh? Or with a cart, huh? They want to live simple. Simple living. High flying. Yeah, how do they sell their stuff? People go there and buy it, huh?
Another person who service between the middle.
Oh, yeah.
When someone wants to buy something, you contact this furniture store, and then they say, okay, we'll get it for you, and then they do it.
Oh, that's cool. And some people bring the car there and take the furniture away for them. That must be nice also to live by your own, huh? Well, they seem to be pretty nice people. I'm sure they're very trustworthy people. Simple living, simple mind. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Good, huh? Yeah, we do that in Mae Lee, in a way. Up to now, we always try to live by our own labor, you know? Do things, every one of us, differently. We also make furniture, a piece of it, you know, like a lamp, you know, put on top of the furniture. It belongs to the furniture. Wooden stuff, stone, lamp, thing like that, yeah? And knitting, yeah, embroidery. By machine, machine embroidery, self-bought machine, you know, and yeah, Chinese knot, all that kind of stuff. Some of it we do by hand, for sure. We could do anything just for ourselves. It would be nice too. In LA, it's almost similar like that. Every Sunday, people still go there and they buy our product and stuff also. Just that, we are more busy, you know, because we're not there just to sell things. So many things to do, and we're not just selling and surviving ourselves only. We also give it to people, charity around the world that need organization and time and talent and work, huh? And also we do many other things, lecturing, yeah, initiating and teaching vegetarian, all kind of things. Producing tapes for people who want it. I must also say thanks to those older disciples, older monastic residents who has put all their time and love and effort into this incredible work. They just report to me that we have the 50th version of translation of the Key of Immediate Enlightenment, the sample booklet, 50 language already. Yeah, it's incredible. The elder disciples, you know, the elder residents, the first one, they were the pioneers. They were really diligent and devoted. And because at that time we don't have anything, we don't have enough equipment, we don't have even a house, we don't have home, we don't have land, we don't have anything. And they were working well, trying their best. We just do it naturally, one by one, it just became, you know, developed by itself. But it's amazing. And all of that, and retreat, and international retreat, and run around the world, and charity. They were very beautiful people. Very pure, very saintly. To them, nothing is impossible. Miracle, a lot of things really happen, funny. We could call it miracle, but it's just God's blessing, grace. We were a bunch of naive monks who just believe in God and thinking the world should do the same. Yeah, we had no motive to gain fame or power or money, nothing. We even tried to make money by ourselves. So we live on ourselves and just go around. No want of any kind. When I first acquired Mel Lee, somebody just took me there and said, there's a piece of land for sale, very cheap, you know, dirt cheap. I said, oh, really? Okay, let's go there. And when I go there, it's dark because after the lecture, it's already like 10 o'clock. No electricity, no water, no houses, nothing there, no street. So they just took me there in a place of nowhere, all dark and grass growing higher than myself, and they saw me there. That's this. And I also looked, you know, I couldn't see anything. It's so dark. I said, okay, okay, I think it's all right. My goodness. That's how it happened. And God bless the naive. I believe a lot of people, a lot of things. Anybody tell me anything, I just believe it. Also, it's fun. It's fun also to live that way, you know, not too much trouble. But how the Amish, how do they live? They buy a farmland and they make a village. They don't have telephone, they don't have electricity. They run with oil machine.
Yes, they have oil lamps.
Oil lamps? That's cool. And they sleep at night. What for? You need electricity, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. That would be a very simple life. Solar power, yeah, that's a good idea. Believe me or not, I cook many of my meals using solar system. They're nothing big deal, just a big box like this, like oven with glass on it and metal underneath on one side. And then you put rice in it, not too much, of course, put according to the size of the oven. They are so small and flat. And you put rice and water, and then it will cook. And I bake cake in it too. It's so simple, it's just a box. I cooked it in India with those. I bake cakes with it, I cook rice with it, I cook meal with it. Simple, not like 7 course or anything. You could if you have many ovens like that, but it really cooked. I did it already, I know it works. So all we do is just maybe construct some of this solar oven by ourselves. I'll go buy some already made, maybe in a sports shop, they might sell them. I must sell them somewhere. And then we can save a lot of power. We have to cook at midday, you know. And someday don't have solar, then we cook with wood. Yeah, and we have campfire at night. And then we climb on the tree. Afterward. Wouldn't it be fun? Dream about it and tell me. But I'm still thinking, I still like that kind of place. I do, but I like it to be next to water. So we can use it also for agriculture. So we don't have to dig so much well. We dig well just to drink. But if we are next to the river, we could use that for every other thing. Wash clothes, water our food, our plant, and wash our things, and take shower. Yeah, we can use that. We can use a machine to pump it up. Or we can use a hand and take it and then filter it. Wash clothes at least. And just hang it on a tree and it dries quick. I really like to live simple life. I don't know how are you guys, but I like it. I don't know if you can bear it after a while. You really can? Well, you don't have to. You can always live. I mean, you're always free. I really like that kind of life. We don't really need anything, you know. We don't need it.
We enjoyed your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next right after Noteworthy News. Blessed be your noble thoughts and deeds towards peace and harmony.